Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, September 24th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about former central bank chief Gideon Gonosa troubled Senate bid.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe, 11909 medium wave frequency, and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voandebele.com, and www.voashona.com.
I think that was extremely correct. It was actually in conformity with what the constitutional dictates as well as the statutory dictates. The Electoral Act is very clear at Section 45, subsection 1D, that the qualities of the individual that can represent an individual who was on a party list has to be a constituent member or registered in that particular constituency that he then intends to represent.
Parizvino havangakwanise kuita zvakanyanya. Zvandingafunge zvavangaita vangaende kubatare. What is ZEC yakanganisa pakuverenga pemutemo vowana order kuti ZEC ivanyorese pasi sevota. Asi izvi zvinotora nguva pamwe angasabudirire nyaya yacho.
That law, any Zimbabwean is eligible to transfer their vote as long as they can prove, they can give proof of residence that they indeed dwell in the area that they would want to be registered to vote. So the advice from that is pretty much in order again. The question that only arises is can one transfer a vote on the basis of the fact that the vacancy has been created?
Once again, thanks for joining us. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about former central bank chief Gideon Gonosa's Senate bid, which is in trouble at the moment.
The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission chairperson Rita Makarau has poured cold water on Gonosa's Senate bid after details emerged that he is not a registered voter in Manicaland province.
Gono was supposed to take over the seat left vacant by the late national hero Kumbirai Kangai. The appointment was also set to cause further friction in the faction-riddled ZANU-PF party.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is
1-202-465-0318. Mira zvakanaka yanga iri ngabanqoza nekudaro zvirikunzi ava kwanise kutora icho chigaro icho chigibs
ye kutwa inqaba nqoza try again
nqa
almost but no, a bit of the mark but you tried 7 out of 25 yes urikandaba lika lichola njani sahlangana namhlanje sila lapho Blessing Zulu kade zamkhulumisa indebele sibili usishayile sibili kodwa unike 7 out of 25 uzabile fowethu ye ingqoqo yethu lamhlanje ke sikhangela khona kokukhulunywa ke umnumzana ngathi ke unkosikazi uRita Makarau weZEC kumbe iZimbabwe Electoral Commission ethi umnumzana Gono ukuthi athole isikhundla sikamnumzana Kangai kumbe Rai Kangai wabhubhayo khona ngale ke eBukhera athi wayebambeke isithi yokuthi ungusenator angingeke akwenza khonokho ngoba kazangabhalise ukuthi uyakumela vote eManicaland. Ngakho-ke futhi uMakarau ukuvese sobala wathi kukhanya ngazani uGono warejistwa kumbe ngithi wafakwa egwalweni lolwana okuthiwa yi-voters roll ngo-December 2013 kodwa ke siyakwazi ukuthi ivoters roll yavalwa ngoJuly 2013 kungakenziwa ukhetho. So ke uthi konoko kwenzakalayo kungazana kwemthethweni. So ke uthi athathe ivoti lakhe leliyana iphepha lakhe lokuvota ayilifake eBuhera kungeke kwenzakala ngoba kuzahlupha sibili kakhulu. Sifuna ukuzwa ngani zulu kandaba thini ngodaba lolo. Yeah, as probably comfort.
I think we have our first guest, a human rights lawyer, and also chairman of the crisis in Zimbabwe coalition, Mr. Dewa Mavinga in Johannesburg. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Evening, Mr. Zulu. How are you?
We are doing good. And how is Joburg today?
Joburg is great, thanks. We are enjoying Heritage Holiday here, which is
by the way,
of different cultures.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. I hope you were dancing Muchongoyo or which other one?
Is in Nguzu.
Which
are in Nguzu? Which are in Nguzu? Which are in Nguzu?
Yeah.
Not in Nguzu. In Nguzu.
Yes, gives you a fire away.
Yes, Mr. Mavinga. So here is the question. Mr. Kono is said not to be eligible to actually take over that seat left vacant by the late Kumbirai Kangai. But at the end of the day, I think Rita Makarau touched some raw nerve in terms of the registration of voters is not anywhere to be seen anyway. Your take on this?
Yes. What is happening here is a very intricate and complex legal matter, which, in my view, shows how open the factional fights have become within ZANU-PF and are trickling down to affect technocrats. Because we are in a state where the laws are now being used selectively, and where we saw previously, you might recall, that one of the reasons why the Electoral Amendment Bill was fast-tracked through Parliament was precisely to deal with the situation of Dr. Gono, to make him eligible and to enable him to take up the seat that was left vacant on the passing away of Mr. Kumbirai Kangai. So now this, again, indicates that all is not well. There is really need for comprehensive legal reforms and for clarity in terms of the laws, so that we do not leave things to speculation, or it does not have to take, you know, a very well politically connected individuals for these things to come to light. We have been saying over and over again that there is need for comprehensive constitutional alignment of all the laws in the country, and this does show that all is not well.
Mr. Mavinga, many people are actually surprised by this stance that Rita Makarau has taken previously. She has been under fire for simply dancing to the tune that ZANU-PF was playing. What has happened on the way to Damascus?
I don't think that actually she might be on the way to Damascus, actually. It might simply be an issue of this becoming an in-house thing now, internal to ZANU-PF. So people then have to pick and choose sides. So it might be a reflection, as I said, of the intricate pattern and nature of factionalism, which might then be an alignment with one group within ZANU-PF and not necessarily with a homogeneous ZANU-PF group. So it's complex. It's not clear what's happening, but we need to understand that there is serious factionalism at play at the moment, and that not everyone within ZANU-PF, I'm sure you agree, is happy about the prospects of Dr. Gono ascending to this post, given the positioning, the factional configurations, and the, as people move towards the December Congress, the emotive and highly charged ZANU-PF Congress in December. So this is not really about someone who has rediscovered the need to observe the rule of law, but really about things that lie deep beneath the factional bedrock of ZANU-PF.
Thank you, Mr. Mavinga. Gibbs, I understand we have our second guest, a human rights activist, Clement Moyo. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Thank you so much for joining us. Fine. How is Bulawayo today?
Oh, it's fine.
Oh, excellent. Gibbs.
Now, if you're saying Hausblower, you know, it reminds me of the Met Office.
Yeah.
You know, whenever they
partly
were...
Partly cloudy. Home later becoming with warm. Afternoon thunder showers.
Yes. And a chance of one or two afternoon thunderstorms.
Yes.
Mr. Moyo, we hope there are no thunderstorms there. But the issue here is...
No, the sky is blue, there are stars, there's no thunderstorm, no wind, no... Oh, my God, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Weather is terrible.
Yes. So, what can you say about this development that Mr. Kono cannot take over the seat or left vacant by Mr. Kumbira Kangai because he's not registered in Manicaland?
I think Mr. Mavinga. Is it Mr. Mavinga?
Mavinga.
He summed it up properly by saying that we are being bogged down into ZANU PF's internal fighting. This is all factionalism. Makarau made belonging to... How can you trust Makarau after all what has happened? Makarau is belonging to another faction which is not the faction that Kono belongs to, and they are in a fight together with Kono. So ZANU-PF is just putting us into their own faction fighting. It has nothing to do with democracy and the constitutionality of the country. It's all faction fighting, all. Nothing more. They are just dealing with people in the manner they would like to deal with them, and they are telling us whatever they want to tell us, and they make mistakes in the law. They all they want to do just because they want their own way to be done in the manner they. At the end of the day, Kono is going to go through.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Do stay on the line. For those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the former central bank chief, Gideon Gono's troubled Senate bid. Yesterday, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission wrote to ZANU-PF to tell the party that Gono was not registered in Manicaland province, and therefore he cannot be a senator there. Gibbs.
Yes, lo mnumzana ke uPatrick ecingweni lapha ke blessing baba Patrick ungawutshona njani? Yeah, uyangizwa baba Patrick?
Ngitshona njani baba?
Hayi, sitshonile kunjani lapho khona?
Hayi, kuyikho baba, cha umoya nje.
Yeah, akuphosela ko baba.
Hayi, mina ekuboneni kwami ngibona sibili kuqondile ukuthi abantu abanjengabo Gono vele they are not fit there. Ngoba uGono from the start nxa sikhangele nguye osibulaleli lizwe. Yeah, esibulaleli lizwe angeke abe ngumuntu olokhu ephosezwa ukufakwa ezikhundleni engumuntu otshontshe imali direct elizweni ekhangelekile. Ukube lokhu efixwa ezikhundleni ebulala ilizwe mo, ngikubona kucorrect lobo wayengenile kuyisenator yona leyo role. But vele mina ngiyakujabulela ukuthi angafakwa esikhundleni ngoba labo ngabantu abaso greedy kabalungiseli bantu bayabulala ilizwe basebenzele izikhwama zabo instead ukuthi kulungise ilizwe bona benza ngalokho kwesilungu okuthiwa they are doing fraud elizweni. So abantu abanjalo bangamela njani izikhundla nxa ngibona baba Mthethi?
Yeah, nxa sesikhangela njalo ke izeki baba ikhulume ngokuthi ayilamandla kangaka ukuthi iqalise ukwenza lokho kuthiwa i-voters roll ngoba akulamthetho kumbe ngithi siqondiso zomthetho ezisobala eziphume egcekeni ukuthi kumethi ngabenza lokho. So ke i-voters roll kungani izimele sibili akulabantu abaseberejistwa khathesi. So ke kujoni khonoko nxa sikhangelele lezi baba?
Hayi, lokhuyana bakuchasisa ngendlela yokuthi sebekubonile ukuthi vele nxa ethiwe ngaphandle bengeke bamfithe. So kuyabe lokufana nokuthi phela i-forgery leyana ukufitha ngokungani se-trusted. Yokuphonga ungenisela nje umuntu lokhuyana okunjengalokho othola bekwenza like kuma-stand lapho orokubo Harare orokubo Bulawayo nxa ngunika in-short ukuthi uthola ukuthi umuntu kakho khona ngale layinini yezindlu njengalokhuyana okwaziyo kudala okuthola ukuthi umuntu unikwa indlu ngenamba yakhe kusukela ngokubhaliswa. Kodwa uthola ukuthi umuntu lo seyijoyiniselwe kungazange kube le proof yokuthi ufole nini. Ngibone ngani kuchaza lokhu ukuthi isikhrukhu kasiphele ezweni. Ugono ngumuntu owazakalayo ukuthi lalamhla kunje kulezikweledi abantu abancitshwa imali kuma-banks lakubo-IMF ngenxa yabo besenzani isimenemene kuthi ukuthi la ngamanye amagama ubefusa ukuthi afiqe yenetshiwe i-roll roster. Uyakubona khonokho baba.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke mnumzana Patrick khona ngapho-ke e-Johannesburg. Kanti ngiqinise ukuthi use-Johannesburg.
Ungakangikhathi baba, bengithi zake ngicele nxa ule number zikalizwe Jamela lo iloya le-human rights baba.
Hayi, nizakudingela, nizakuthumezela. Anti ule WhatsApp?
Hayi, WhatsApp kangilayo mtaka baba.
Hayi, nizakufonela ngisengaqeda
ukuhlela. Uzangitshela khonapha antshwayo ukucitsha ucingo lwami, lami ngizabe ngilalele. Kuza kuthi-ke usulesikhathi ubusunika ngizibhale phansi.
Hayi, wothi wena cisha ucingo, mna niza kufonela khonapha.
Wo, ngicitshe ucingo, uzamfonela.
Ye, siqeda uhlelo lapha, uzahle ubona sesiqedile bese ngifonela ye.
Ye, abe ngifisa ukube ngilalele lapho ukuthi iqhubekise iyangaphi lindaba.
Oh ye, ukuthi manje amalayini ethu malutshwane baba.
Yebo malutshwana.
Ye, niza kufonela.
Hayi, kuzamfonela inamba yami manje uyiphethe.
Ye, siyithethe sibhale phansi ye.
Ye, hayi ungakhohlwa baba wami, ngile sicelo esikhulu.
Hayi, kulungile.
Njalo bengithi ngizwe laphana kathi wona amahofisi abangaphi koBulawayo.
Hayi, uza kutshela-ke, niza kufonela mnumzana Patrick, ungawari kangako.
Hayi, kulungile Mthembu, ngiyabonga thuli.
Kulungile baba. Thank you very much.
Ubelela ngelihle khona ngapha United States of America.
Hayi, sibongile kakhulu lati mnumzana Patrick ukholise khona ngapho-ke e-Johannesburg.
E-Johannesburg, yebo baba.
Ye, kuqondile baba. Ye, what was saying is that, you know, what was Mr. Gono going to do with the seat if ever he landed that seat? I think that's a big question.
Indeed. I think we should take that to our panelists. Who else do you have there?
I have got Mr. Nkosi, also Botswana lap. Baba Nkosi, ungawutshona njani? Uyangizwa ecingweni baba Nkosi. Baba Nkosi, khuluma lathi baba.
We might be having a problem with that phone. I will try to call him back.
Yes, I'm calling him for njalo. Ye, kubeka baba.
Regai tidzoke kwamuri wamavhinga muteerera abvunza kuti pane zvitsva here zvangazvichaunzwa navagono iko kudarire sedetu.
Zvakare kana tichitarisa nyaya yekukwiridzirwa kwavagono kuti vatore chigaro ichi vari mukati mezano zvichida vane chiono chiri mberi ndo dambudziko guru riripo rekuti kuda inenge yava nyaya yekuti zvinge riri danho rekutanga kubva vazoti sveti zvakare zvichida voenda kuchigaro chemari voita guru kota rezverunoona nezvemari nezviri kufungwa nevamwe kuti zvichida vachina masa vanogona kunge vachinzi vari kukundikana kutsvaka kana kupema mari inoraramisa nyika yezimbabwe asi nyanzvi yekupema ndivagono maonero anoita vamwe nekudaro panogonange paine pfungwa yekuti kana vakaitwa seneta chinotevera kugadzwa segurukota rezvemari chotevererazve kupinda mudare rezanupf mukati maro mupoliti bureau kucongress yadhisemba hatizozivivo mberi vamwe vanoti zvichida vakangova ivo muzodziwa wagushungu kuti vagotora matomu pamberi apo vachishanda pedo pedu neukama hwakadzama chaizvo nemudzimai wemutungamiri wenyika amai chiremba wezvepfundo Grace Mugabe ndo pfungwa dziripo idzi
Like what Mr. Mavhinga is saying, of course, the caller asked what difference, if any, Dr. Gono was going to bring. Mr. Mavhinga is saying maybe he's aiming for a higher office, maybe the next Minister of Finance, because somehow of the opinion that Mr. Chinamasa has not been doing a good job. And he's saying that some are even talking about him eventually becoming the president. Since he's close to the first family.
Yes, there are so many doctors that are, you know, vying for the top post.
Indeed.
Yes, no mnumzana ke Joseph Chuma osecingweni oseZimbabwe. Baba Joseph Chuma, ungawutshona njani?
Ndichonile, utshona njani?
Hayi, siphilile kakhulu. Ukuphi lapha emhlabeni kulapha eZimba?
Ngikobulawayo sibili esigodleni samakhosi.
Ngigesi ukuthi ungaphi, senkulumane mbele?
Ngisenkulumane.
Ngijaye khona qho qho qho. So senginyanga mina. Ye, ungathini lapho?
Hayi, mina engikubonayo yikuthi khona inkulumo le iqondana lo waye ngumkhokheli we-Reserve Bank lowo. Nxa silandela iqiniso laba khona ulungile khona abantu la usebenzile wasebenza kwakwana ngakachiyele laba abanye labo bayisebenza sibona ukuthi abanye bona balembono bani yokuthuthukisa ilizwe lesiyaphambili yena okwakhe wenzile kwehlula abantu bonke bekhangele so khathi sikachiyele abanye njalo la kuyabe kulandelwa umthetho yabo usiba khona ukuthi umuntu akasuka bese gijima siyakhona lekhatshana yena vele le ndawo lapha ayisakhamizi khona bese suka futhi sesiya kweyinye isabelo ngoba isigaba esefuna ukuthi ayiphatha khonapho usoleni ukuthi alwise khonapho lapha khona esaroundini yakhe khonapho lapha khona
ye kwenza ngazani ke ibandlela ezizalo lalifuna ukuthi ayithatha khona ngale isihlalo sika mnumzana uKangayi yena wabhubhayo so ikuthi kwezindawo akukavuleki umkhandlo umuntu angabhubha kuyafaka omunye iconstitution entsha ithi nxa kungenzakala njalo umuntu esebhubhile lingathi linalili bandla lifaka omunye so kungabe kunjalo ke chum
iye kodwa phela abadinge okhona ngala ayikhona ukuyathatha umuntu odla komunye isayidi yelizwe lekhatshana abe sesiyale ngoba kuthiyene ayila kibo kagono le ngumango ama-provinces atshiyene engananzelela
so ke nxa sisikhangela ke nge-voters roll kukhanya ngazane akukho kungani kuyenzakala ubona ngani kwenziwa kwini khonoko
hayi laphana into eyivele yona le yasukela yasukela kudala nxa kungaba into ebekwa ibe segcekeni kuzahle kuphele phela icebo lonke lebandla libusayo leZANU-P F kuhle kube semaphethelweni so ukuze bangakuvesi lokhwana kuyayenza ukuthi amathuba abo akube belokhu besiya phambili ngohlelo lwabo abavela baluhlela kudala bebelokhu bephumelela besiya phambili bengayibika egcekeni i-voters roll kulandelwe yona so kutho ukuthi amacebo abo abe sefike ekucineni
hayi ke kuyazwakala ulo mbuzo yini ongawuphosela khona
hayi thina sijabulele ukuthi sikhulume lani khonapho sizathanda njalo ukuthi libe lisikhumbula lisifonela njalo kwezinye inhlelo ezilandelayo kuleni suku silokhu sizama kusehlula namhla hayi lathi sithabe kakhulu
hayi kulungile ke mfowethu siyabonga kakhulu ubaba Juma
hayi sibonge sonke
ye egolide baba
Sibonga sonke ba.
Yeah. So Mr. Chuma is suggesting that maybe ZANU-PF was supposed to find a local person to actually take over that seat because Mr. Gono's move doesn't seem right. You know?
Let's bring in Mr. Moyo. Mr. Moyo, was there anything wrong there in Mr. Gono taking over from the late Kangayi?
Whatever we say does not change anything. I think Mavinga was right that they are putting up their team now to make it a very good fight. And the effect of the voters were not being available, I think the last gentleman who spoke very well that they are now putting up their machinery properly. The voters zone cannot be ready for people in case they discover what their plan is going to be. They are going to make it available when they have finished their planning. Now they are making their plans proper. And they want to sweep the next election in a manner that they would like to sweep it. So there's nothing we can do to change anything. ZANU-PF is still going to go, and if they want Gono to represent them in that constituency, he's going to be there. Whether we like it or not, Jonathan is going to make it possible.
And Mr. Mavinga, talking about this controversial...
If you remember very well, Gono is in the camp of Mugabe. Supposedly, probably in Grace Mugabe's camp, the first lady. So he cannot be left out. He's one arsenal that they need in this fight.
Do you agree, Doctor? Do you agree, Mr. Mavinga?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's a complex game, a political game within ZANU-PF. And, you know, and we have always said that, you know, ZANU-PF itself as a party, it does not exist in a vacuum. It is embedded in the state institutions, in the use of the laws of the country, the institutions of the security forces and others, and the use of legislation to advance some of its causes. So these rules and regulations will not stand in the way. Ways will be found. What we are experiencing now is the failure to have one faction clearly on the ascendance or being dominant in terms of what must carry the day. This is why you see that one arm of within government had okayed Dr. Gono to ascend to the throne of senator in Manicaland, and another appears to be stalling and stopping that progress. But there will be ongoing negotiations, I can assure you. And at the end of the day, one faction will prevail, and it is likely, in my view, that it might even take the intervention of the highest office to clear the way for Godo. These laws are not obstacles in a way to these people, you are aware. They've never really respected the law to the point that they would say, we will not proceed because there is a law that stops us. What will happen is that laws will be made or amended, as the case might be, to suit the needs of the day. And this, again, is just a reflection of a failure to respect the rule of law.
As they say, America, as they say in America, ZANU will not allow facts to stand in their way.
Oh, yeah. Now, do you have any messages on WhatsApp?
Not yet. We are having problems with the phone, but hopefully later on, I think we'll be able to read some text on our WhatsApp page. What do you have on Facebook?
On Facebook, we have what Chris Wobe, who writes, Mr. Kono may have succeeded in getting the seat in one way or the other. We have a history of bending rules and laws to suit other people. And then Posani writes, I'm not following this story because Zimbabwe doesn't have rules in the first place. Then I've got Luke, who writes, the action taken by Zek is just a disguise bent on blindfolding the opposition to believe that Zek is a non-partisan organization. Mm-hmm. Yet the opposite is true. But watch, Gono will fill this post in the near future because Zek... Then I've got Alan, who writes, the move by Zek is only meant to show a glimpse of democracy in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. But in real terms, he will take over the post. And then we've got Tamsa Ngamlilo. He writes, a Gono Amendment Act. You know, G is a capital letter, A a capital letter, and another A and a capital letter.
Yeah.
So a Gono Amendment Act will be a direct assault on the Zimbabwe Constitution.
GAA.
Constitutional amendments must be done in the best interest of the country, mm-hmm. not friends and comrades. Mm-hmm. Mm. So I'll stop there at the moment.
We have a caller, Gibbs, named Terere. Mkoma Patrick Magadi.
Iripo, Edi Magadi.
Ai, what iripo? Muruko wana se inyaya wa gonwe?
Imi laone la ganeja nekuti wa gono munu wakuti mkatari sari nona kuti mune matonge wenza mapoka kati wande minika. Saka hasi munu wakuti umusie ari kuze. Dante Vino says out in here, come around and you party no pata. Zuzao says, Zafu Mukamunia, and Zakawanda, Zakabata, Zilenda, Maran, Yas, Mari, Takamunan of Fanalta, he was in the Quita, and that, but you get the Tapar requirement, what one among Pindam guys.
Saka Murkola, Vachiswan, as Garichi, young Zodi.
I
want to know tenda zvikuru mukoma Patrick nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Da tenda zvikuru ngano chingotiye ukaona zvona
zvizvi. I want to know about chikufonerai Mr. Mavinga and Mr. Moyo, please do stay on the line. Our radio listeners, we are continuing with this program. We are streaming live. Go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned.